Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I really like sports, and sports is good for people, but it's been taken over and it's sick. It's woke, and that's why it has about half the viewers it had just 5 years ago, and I'm not the only person that's had this exodus out of it, but watching the unified talking heads demonizing somebody that didn't want to put some experimental shot in their body that's banned in most countries, and then disgusting Howard Stern, who you know they're blackmailing with all the stuff he's done in the past, coming out saying, F him, F Aaron Rodgers, he should be kicked out of the NFL for refusing the injection. And then I have stacks of news here where the Pfizer and Moderna shot is getting either banned completely or major governments are saying do not give it to people under 30 because it's causing people that have young, healthy hearts to have heart attacks and die. Does it matter if it's skin divers or soccer players or football players or baseball players or basketball players? Record numbers have myocarditis, and their doctors tell them, oh, you got this from the vaccine. Hopefully you'll get better.
A Baker County High School senior is in the hospital after collapsing on the tennis courts.
Breaking new details on the deaths of a high school soccer player.
Finland, Denmark star man Christian Eriksen collapsing towards the end of the first half.
The Kennedy High community mourning tonight after one of their high school football players died.
A South Carolina high school football player has died after collapsing at football practice. Star college basketball player collapsing on the court. We want to warn you, the video may be difficult to watch.
Florida Gators star Giontae Johnson collapsing during the game.
A West Catholic high school student has died after collapsing during a football scrimmage.
On mile 8, she suddenly felt fuzzy and blacked out.
17-year-old Ryan Jacobs' heart stopped.
Unexpectedly collapsed on the field.
Megan went into cardiac arrest.
Collapsing during Friday night's football game.
So you might be wondering how someone in such great shape could suffer cardiac arrest.
It's a rare thing that happens.
The coroner says the condition is rare. It's just one of those tragedies.
Do you have any signs for this race?
Absolutely not. She felt like she's in the best shape of her life.
That's incredible.
Top skin diver in the world. This happened 4 months ago. And he's getting worse and worse, and now his heart valve collapsed, and he might die. And they had to go replace his heart valve. Incredible. You remember back, in the early days, back in the 80s and 90s, you would see really healthy basketball players would just collapse and die.
Success story took a tragic turn this morning. Len Bias, the Maryland University basketball star on his way to becoming a world champion Boston Celtic, died of an apparent heart attack today at Leland Memorial Hospital in Prince George's County.
I mean, you can't go out there and take drugs when your heart is operating at such a level and you're so prime. It's like giving a racehorse, drugs. It'll have a heart attack. And that's what's happening to these people because they're causing blood clots in the body and the heart just totally freaks out. It's killing old people as well, but we have the studies, we have the information, and there they are demonizing Aaron Rodgers, which will only make the guy a hero. I mean, I wish more of sports was like Aaron Rodgers, but they're just not the type of people I look up to. I see sports icons now as just as disgusting as Howard Stern or any of the leftists in Hollywood pushing their forced injection illusions. And listen, do I think Howard Stern deserves to be fired because he dressed up in blackface and made jokes about Aunt Jemima and drank, malt liquor out of a 40 in 1994? No. But he goes along and says deplatform everybody else now for things far less, and he doesn't get deplatformed because he's protected. And that's the thing about censorship and this wokeness. It's not equally applied because it was never designed to be equally applied. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Thursday, November.
Ah, man. All right, we're going to restart the show here in just a minute. We're going to go to break. Got really big news, a lot of key information for you straight ahead. And I'm really going to try my best to come back and cover this properly because it's pretty earth-shattering information. So stay with us. I'll do the best job I can on the other side. We'll see if we can do the show today. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Those are the websites.
We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and cover the latest information and developments, all right? All right, stay with us.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. It is Sunday, November 14th, 2021. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Emergency false flag alert. Deep state announces plan to remove Biden from office. And just like that, you wondered how they would begin the announcement. We're going to have Kamala Harris step in and Pete Buttigieg is a member of the cabinet, the transportation department, and he'll be the first gay vice president. So we've got to accept it. The first black president. Oh, after Obama. And then she's not even African. She's Indian. Nothing against Indians. It's just all identity politics. So the headline is in the Washington Post and it's in MSM and it's everywhere in different permutations tonight. Harris and Buttigieg under the spotlight amid uncertainty over Biden's future. Isn't that just interesting? Just suddenly it's in the news. Washington Post admits Biden may not be the nominee in 2024. Looks to Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris, both super unpopular, but both minions of the globalists. They're talking about removing Biden even earlier. Poll shows Democrats want to replace Biden on the ballot in 2024. A look at why. That's their plan, ladies and gentlemen. Now, how do you take somebody like Biden, who's been their puppet, who's taken all the blame for their globalist agenda, and who is a horrible person in his own right, but now not mentally even cognizant of his own actions, and how do you take that and turn it into a winner for your agenda? Well, you assassinate him. You assassinate him and you blame it on the terrorist. You blame it on the American people. You blame it on the group that he identified as the terrorist in January when he stole his way into office. And then again in June when he officially put out the national terrorism position of the U.S. government and directive that no longer is it radical Islam or the communist Chinese or the Mexican drug cartels or any of those other organizations. It's not the human smugglers. It's not the fentanyl killing hundreds of thousands of years, maiming millions. None of that is a problem. Two people in this office this week had family members overdose and die of fentanyl. Two. In an office of only about 80-something people. But that's not on the radar screen. No, the number one threat is people that question lockdowns and people that question election fraud and people that protest drag queen story time and pedophile story time and critical race theory and communism being taught via the National Education Association through the school districts. So that's where we are. And just like we saw the assassination of Lincoln back in the 1860s, leading to a decade of martial law, really nationwide, not just in the South, and Reconstruction, and that mini Civil War that went on for decades, they want the same thing here. And if you don't see that in the tea leaves, if you don't see that written on the wall like Ezekiel saw it writing on the wall, I mean, if you don't see their next move, well, you're blind. Now, they've got other cards in their fist, in their paw, in their claws, in their crypt keeper hands. But the big question here, ladies and gentlemen, is what are we going to do about it? Very powerful transcript and video on InfoWars.com that everybody should share. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. warns government and big tech engineered the destruction of democracy and civil rights. And that is absolutely true. That is what's going on. This isn't just COVID is one area, and then the open borders is another, and the devaluation of the currency and the inflation is another, and the world ID they're putting in is another. It's all the globalist agenda, in their own words, their takeover of the planet happening right now. And if we don't start getting leaders to talk about what's really going on, we're going to lose this civilization. Well, guess what? I hear the same thing coming out of General Flynn's mouth that I hear coming out of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s mouth, that's coming out of my mouth, that's coming out of Tucker Carlson's mouth, and it's starting to come out of everybody who's informed's mouth that America's under a new type of war. This is a globalist attack run by Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and a coterie of criminals, and we have all the documents where they admit it, and we must unify the country against them, not about left and right, but about being an American and surviving and not having them deep six the country into a total collapse for to take over. Our country is at war with the globalists who are allied with communist China, and if we have a massive awakening and realization to that, then we have a very good chance of beating this. But if you don't know you're at war, and if you don't know that you're under attack, and if you don't know that you're under real authoritarianism, or you decide to just keep your head down and go along with it, you are allowing to happen here something that is going to be the most destructive event ever in world history seen politically. And massive loss of lives, not just here, but around the world. This is a globalist takeover. And if the United States fully falls to this, they're going to have permanent worldwide martial law and permanent lockdown, permanent forced inoculation with whatever they want, arrest of anybody that criticizes the dead and dying and disappearing, and just a new dark age that will make all the horrid, destructive, bloody, satanic, humiliating, warlike, horrible events in history look like nothing but a walk in the park. And the New World Order agenda is waiting right on the other side of that door. We're like a submarine. You open that door, and we're going to flood. And the globalists have almost drilled through it. They're almost through. And you're not going to have to wait long now, folks. I mean, the shields are falling. The country and the world's on fire. We're going down. We're losing right now, and all hell's breaking loose. I got people tell me, Jones, all you cover is COVID. Well, that's the thin end of the wedge. That's their system breaking through. That's their particle beam blasting through that steel door. That's their blowtorch. That's how they get the whole agenda through. So if you blunt that, you stop the main attack. And I've got just incredible news on that front, but the good news is I had a hour and a half, really 2 hour interview with General Flynn in San Antonio yesterday, and he's really informed and really on fire and really ready to go on the political attack against these people. And he's on the same page as I am, and we're linked up in simpatico, and Trump behind the scenes really gets it, but isn't quite sure what move he should make. And I can tell you that this is a very serious time to be alive. And
And there is a way to stop this, but it is a mass awakening to the fact that a new type of war is coming after the country. And that's what we try to detail here, is how they're launching this war, how they're carrying this out, and trying to get the average person to realize that inflation isn't just magically happening, and people asking if your vaccine passport isn't just magically happening, and the border is totally wide open. This isn't just magically happening. This is a global corporate government event to permanently collapse things. And if you think there are shortages of food and, you know, this or that now, we have not seen anything yet under this plan. Schwab talks about cutting the world economy off and then seeing the collapse and the rioting that happens as the pretext for them to bring in their total control. So I'm going to do my best here today to lay all this out, but quite the announcement all over the news that, hey, it's time for Biden to start fading, you know, away here. Well, not going to let Biden just fade away, I predict. I think the globalists are going to assassinate Biden. Very good chance of that, to blame the American Liberty Movement and bring in martial law. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, I want all the listeners tuning in on AM and FM stations, TV stations, and the massive numbers of folks watching over InfoWars.com and Bandai Video. Really let something sink in. We're not LARPing here on air. This is not live action role play where people every October in different parts of the country have their medieval fest and people go and dress up like they're actually in combat and ride around on horses and hack at each other with rubber swords. This is real, okay? This is real. This isn't a game. It's not a joke. And you understand they're going to try to kill Trump when he runs for office again. You understand that, right? You understand they're going to try to kill General Flynn if Trump doesn't run and he does. You understand that they're probably going to assassinate Biden to blame on the American people. You understand that's real, right? You understand I'm not up here just saying all this stuff, okay? This isn't fantasy land. This is the real world. Now, the globalists may have put their people in almost all the major positions of power at the Justice Department and the FBI and the CIA and the rest of it. But if the American people wake up that there's a multinational foreign corporate takeover that's getting rid of freedom of the press, getting rid of freedom of the general public, setting up a world ID card digital tracking system to tax and control you, and that we're really going into bondage right now, and that they're going to have forced inoculation with dozens of shots a year that literally slowly kill you, if the public has a revelation of that, which we're very close to, it's game over. Now, this is what the New World Order fears. It's why they've intensified all their suppression of the press, their harassment, their indictments, their arrests, their SWAT team raids, all of it. It's because they know this is getting very, very, very close right now. The good news is I am seeing everybody from Ted Nugent on the right to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the left, forgetting all those labels and saying, we're under attack, tyranny's here, we've got to come together. And finally I'm seeing pretty much everybody who's informed understand, oh, they're promoting racial division because foreign banks are looting the country and they're setting up a police state. Oh, they're going after the cops to bully them to get full political control. Oh, they're announcing that they're going to federalize all our bank accounts and control us in live time. That was announced Friday. I've got the clip from Congress of them saying it. I mean, this is it, folks. You read about tyrants making a move on you. You read about generations ago and big wars and millions dead. You're here now. This is a new type of war. So first let me play a clip of Tim Pool. And Tim Pool is going to be on the show later this week in studio. He's here in Austin, Texas, the Joe Rogan Experience as well. And we're going to have Mike Cernovich is going to be here, and Luke Radowski is going to be in studio, and a lot of other amazing individuals. Very, very excited about this confluence of folks that are going to just be here at the same time. It just happened that way. And more this week. But I wanted to play the Tim Pool clip first when he got the news that James O'Keefe had been raided himself. And not just that news, later we learned that the New York Times had been given access basically to his private data, to his phone. Not just that the FBI was going to raid him, but then in live time, they were calling up other members of Veritas that got raided, and the New York Times knew they'd been raided while the FBI was in the building, in their homes. And then they later learned their private data was being given out by the FBI to everybody. That's why a federal judge said stop that. But, I mean, that's like slapping the hand of a pedophile. They can't help themselves. You don't slap a pedophile's hand. You put them in prison. Because then they're not going to stop. So this country has cancer politically and spiritually. And so, you know, Tim got upset, rightfully so, and he explained that this is the end of the country if this keeps happening. I mean, Steve Bannon, indicted, executive privilege, he was advising the president, he was working with the president. You don't see the president demanding Congress give them their private meeting notes or anything when they're in closed committee. No, it's a separate branch of government. And all of this is not normal. They may say it's normal all day, it's not. So here's Tim Pool talking about it.
These people are evil.
I'm asking myself, who?
Adam Goldman of the New York Times. Evil. We've got to stop playing these games. Why? They want this country to burn. They want power, and they will get it by any means necessary, and they will use the power of the federal government to do it. I am looking at all of you right now, and I am telling you this. The police will kick your door in and bash your teeth out the moment Black Lives Matter protests you. We've already seen it happen. You think this is a joke? James O'Keefe's legal privileged communications were just given to the New York Times, and Adam Goldman, with a smile on his face, published it. He doesn't care about this country. He doesn't care about our norms. These people are at war with you, and they will burn your life to the ground like they're doing to Rittenhouse and like they're doing now to James O'Keefe because you dare oppose their power grab. This is not a joke, and it is getting worse. And in the next 10 years, as we enter the fourth turning and it escalates, it is going to get worse. James O'Keefe is a journalist. The federal government stole his privileged...
Absolutely stole his privileged material. So now let's go to a clip of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about who the real enemies are and how we must wake up to it. Here it is.
You think about this. I got expelled from Instagram because of vaccine misinformation. But Instagram and Facebook cannot point to one single erroneous statement that I ever made. Everything we post is vetted. It is sourced and cited to government databases or peer-reviewed publications. When they use the term vaccine misinformation, they are using it as a euphemism for any statement that departs from official government policies and pharmaceutical industry profit-taking. It has nothing to do whether it's true or false. It only has to do with what the political implications are. And who is doing this censorship? It's government officials in league with Bill Gates, with Larry Ellison, with Mark Zuckerberg, with Sergey Brin from Google, and with all of these internet titans. They have engineered not only the destruction of our democracy and our civil rights, but they have engineered the biggest shift of wealth in human history. $3.8 trillion from working people to these handful of billionaires, many of them from Silicon Valley. This pandemic has impoverished the world and created 500 new billionaires. And those are the people who are strip mining our economies and making themselves rich. And is it a coincidence that these are the same people who are censoring criticism of the government policies that are bringing them trillions of dollars? People aren't stupid. We can see what's happening. We can ask the question, cui bono? And the answer is the people who are benefiting are the people who are squeezing away our constitutional rights.
That's right, and they launched COVID. They launched the attack. The CEO of Pfizer just came out and said that people talking bad about the vaccines are working for, quote, dark forces, that the FBI and CIA have been advising him on who these evil groups are. They know that all over the world, their poison shot is being banned by major governments. And Moderna's in trouble as well. They know that the people are starting to get wise to this depopulation agenda. In fact, evidence is starting to mount that the shots were supposed to be soft kill weapons, but they're so deadly, they're killing a higher percentage up front
And so people are waking up. The weapons work a little too good. They're supposed to be silent weapons for quiet wars, but instead, they're making too big of a noise. But it's too late for them to turn back now. They're coming after our children. So it's up to us to protect our little children, or God will not look favorably on us. Remember, God is watching.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To this Sunday evening here on the Alex Jones Show. And obviously this broadcast is a lot bigger than just a radio or TV show. We're not trying to be entertaining here. I'm trying to save the country and save the planet. And we are the main opposition to the globalists. And for my safety, I really need people to understand how to defeat the globalists very, very quickly. Because if we wait much longer and the public doesn't make their move against the globalists with just a total awakening and a total withdrawal of their support from the system, they're going to be able to engineer the full collapse of the global economy, and things are going to be so hellish that they're going to be able to have a really good chance of bringing in permanent martial law in a very long, 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 long dark period of hellish authoritarianism that will make what you saw in Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia or ongoing right now
in places like communist China look like a cakewalk. This is going to be a high-tech, very satanic, very openly pedophilic, satanic exercise of power. And they really have been preparing for this for hundreds of years. And what they want to do to America and the West is extremely nightmarish. Now, I'm not telling you all that to scare you. This is going to happen if we don't stop them. I'm telling you the only way out of this is to admit it and to get a grip on it and get right with God. Let me give you an example. Morpheus says in The Matrix to Neo before he takes the red pill, one cannot be told about the Matrix. One has to see it. You take the blue pill, you go back to where you were, fantasy land. You take the red pill, you go down the rabbit hole, and I show you how deep it goes. All of this is interconnected. So let me just read you some headlines right now. Washington Post admits Biden may not be the nominee in 2024, preparing to be replaced with Kamala Harris and Buttigieg. Poll shows Democrats want to replace Biden on the ballot in 2024. Hey, look at why. So they're getting ready to get rid of Biden. The way to introduce it is to talk about it in 2024, but he will not last 2-3 years. Here it is on the Washington Post. Harris and Buttigieg under the spotlight amid uncertainty over Biden's future. That's why we have the headline today that basically decodes this BS, stating the simple fact that they're now making the announcement that they're going to get rid of Biden. Then the question is, how will they do that? Will he just develop some quick illness like he said he would and step aside like he said during the campaign if he didn't do things the way the establishment wanted? Talk about a lapdog up there advertising himself as a vassal, advertising himself as a placeholder, advertising himself as somebody who's been bought and paid for. That's all very, very serious information. Now, let's just look at some of these other incredible headlines. Biden's communist treasury nominee says the Federal Reserve should control all U.S. bank accounts. Now, why is that so important? It's not just that she's an admitted Marxist-Leninist and they would dominate her. It's not that she says she wants to bankrupt the auto industry and the oil industry and have no fossil fuels by 2030. That's 8 years away. It's not. No. It's that what she says is what I've been telling you, like a broken record, that they're going to end the dollar very soon and nationalize all bank accounts and currency, and they're preparing a new global digital currency. It'll still have the U.S. Treasury symbol on it, but it'll be part of a global system on your phone. They're preparing everyone for the end of cash. They even say that. Hell, I even was at the Driscoll last weekend to have breakfast with somebody I was meeting downtown Austin. Went in there to get a croissant and a cup of coffee. They said, we don't take cash anymore. COVID. Worldwide. This one article, I could have talked about the whole show. And it's just in the stack of more than 20 inflation articles. Now, let me tell you what I really want to cover. This next article. Because this article is more important than all the other articles I've got, because it shows the spirit of these arrogant, disconnected monsters that are strangling the general population to death in this Malthusian orgy they've created. No one knows if Marie Antoinette at the start of the French Revolution really said when they came to her and said, hey, we got hundreds of thousands of people starving to death from all over France. They've come here asking you to open up the granaries, the dispensaries, and out of the royal treasury feed them. Their children are starving. And she said, reportedly, let them eat cake. Now, a lot of evidence is that it was actually the Jacobins and others wanted to start the revolution then. And some of her own ministers went out and said that, knowing it would cause the overthrow, because they themselves wanted to be the new royalty. And they were later and put Napoleon Bonaparte in as their frontman. But not before they did their orgy of bloodletting, as they always do. And so Why is this so important? This article for radio listeners, I'll give you the headline. Because it's the attitude that Fauci and Psaki and Bill Gates, they all have this caution to the wind, we don't care, the public are scum statement. So no one knows if Marie Antoinette actually said, let them eat cake. But this woman did. And Jen Psaki did. Jen Psaki said a month ago, before she got COVID after being double jabbed and hasn't been seen since, Jen Psaki, they were saying, hey, oil prices have doubled and it's really hurting the average person. He said, you can pay more than that. It's for the earth. It's going to, we could lower it if we wanted to, but we're not. That was a Marie Antoinette moment. This one even tops it. Damage control. I don't know how that's damage control. NBC says Americans should stop complaining about inflation because they can easily pay more. Really, most of the people I know are working two jobs. Three jobs. But, oh, when you're some NBC reporter that's paid $1 million a year, and you're married to a husband that's on Wall Street making millions a year, you can look down at everybody else and just laugh at them and say, oh, let them eat cake. You can pay more. What's your problem? While the ruling class printed quadrillions in derivative currency for themselves, that's thousands of trillions, in the last 20 years, and they printed more now in the last year than they ever did before. So it's accelerated, and they're giving all themselves this money, but then giving you the devaluation and giving you the taxes to pay it off. Yes, she said that inflation. Psaki also said it's a good thing. But she does it in a nice little backhanded way. NBC anchor Stephanie Ruhle said Americans should stop complaining about inflation because they're able to afford to pay more food and fuel to heat homes if necessary. We're going to come back and play that clip and a bunch of others. And I'll get into global shortages by design, but hey, it gets better. Next hour, Jeff Bezos just came out and said there's only going to be a few million humans on Earth soon. Oh, yeah. Go watch the video, read the transcript. It's on InfoWars.com. But he's got a nice little way of saying it. He says soon Earth is going to be like a preserve, is the word, with no people. Oh, wow. Talk about delusions of grandeur. But maybe people are so domesticated. People love to lay down. People love to poison their children. Maybe Bezos is right. Maybe Bezos is the deliverer. He's going to kill all these useless eaters that seem to love being slaves and go along with the system. Here's a little problem from old Bezos and the rest of them, though. There's a certain minority of us, every shape and color and creed, who aren't going to lay down and die, son. And so, history will repeat itself with war.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm cutting this brief announcement on the afternoon of November 9th, 2021. And I just want all the listeners and viewers to know that have kept this show on the air that I am very, very thankful to you, because my main drive is opposing these globalists and is standing against them. I know that that's your main drive as well. So I thank you for your moral support, your prayers, your word of mouth, fighting for all of us and all of our children's futures, and also your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And it isn't just funding the InfoWar that you engage in when you buy the products. You get amazing products that are so good for you and yourself and your family. And right now, until November 14th, we have Black Friday Comes Early, up to 60% off on our best-selling items, store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points. So again, thank you all for your support. And get amazing products like Ultimate Bone Broth and Brain Force Plus and so many others right now, massively discounted at InfoWarStore.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. Now, tell you what, I'm going to get to Biden's communist treasury nominee. He says the Federal Reserve should control all U.S. bank deposits and track all purchases in live time. That's the official policy. It's not just her saying that. That's what they want. And damage control, NBC says Americans should stop complaining about inflation because they can easily pay more. And how that ties into Amazon's Jeff Bezos predicts only limited number of people will be on Earth soon. That's right. Wait till you hear about that. That's coming up next hour. And then I've got this whole stack of news right here. See this little tweet by Joe Flynn, General Flynn's brother. I had an extremely important two-hour interview, an hour plus, with General Flynn, and then a roundtable discussion with General Flynn, Patrick Berg, and Joe Flynn. And the crew I had with me, don't just sit there and tell me, great job, that sounded great, that was good. I don't have people around me like that. I want people to tell me the truth. And they said, that was your best interview ever. That is so powerful. We feel like we were just basically in on the people in 1776 meeting at the Green Dragon pub. I mean, it was historic. And we're going to air it Tuesday. It should be done Tuesday. It was a three-camera shoot. It takes time to put it together. We're going to add some documentation of what we talk about. And I've been talking about getting Flynn to Texas a lot. I dropped the ball. And then they reminded me they were in Texas. And so I drove down there. They talked to me Friday, and I drove down there Saturday. and just an amazing 5,000 people there at Cornerstone Church to hear General Flynn speak. It was amazing. I spoke as well, along with a lot of other great patriots, and it was amazing. That's coming up Tuesday. It'll be posted to Bandai Video, and if you want to save the country, if you want to stop the globalists worldwide, he lays out the battle plan. And again, we were synced up. We were simpatico. And now I see Robert Kennedy Jr. saying the exact same things and Tucker Carlson. And it's not because we're all like getting some orders from headquarters. We know what we're looking at. We understand what's happening. And we're explaining to people this is a designed, controlled collapse in the Davos Group's own words. And they're really doing it. And so it's crazy. They're so arrogant. They're like over here talking about we've captured the U.S. government. We've captured other governments. We're going to make everybody poor to control them. We're going to save the earth by sterilizing everybody. The U.N. talks about sterilant vaccines. And they're doing it to everyone now. I mean, they're really doing it. And you can see their argument, too, of, well, there are too many people, you could say, and they're the rich elites, and they want to clean things off and have the earth, you know, be like the movie Zardoz, a giant park. You haven't seen Zardoz, came out in the 70s with Sean Connery. It's really what they want to do. Or Moonraker is another example. I mean, this is their real plan. And so I don't want to die. I don't want my children to die. I'm not going to join the globalists just so I get left alone. I'm not stupid. I know once they got this technocracy in place, they're not going to lead the people around that helped them do this. They plan on killing almost everybody. You get deeper in their literature, they say that. They say, oh, we're going to get rid of all humans. We're going to merge the machines and be God. And, you know, there won't be allowed to be more than one God on earth. So we'll have a discussion amongst the new gods, and a lot of them will have to blast off to other, you know, other areas of space or other dimensions because, I mean, this is not good. This is delusional, megalomania, crazy town. And that's why Elon Musk warned 3 years ago, beware those that worship and plan on being AI gods. Because Kurzweil says he's going to be one. So let me hit you with the heavy COVID news right now, because it's so important, and we'll come back and get into big picture. But German state health ministers called to extend state of emergency as COVID cases soar, even though they're massively inoculated and have had lockdowns for almost 2 years. See that right there? That's the tyranny. That's the permanent martial law. Anti-vaxxers and politicians push Germany to the brink. Oh, really? Is that why it's the vaccinated that are the most ill and sick? Oh, you didn't submit enough. It's your fault, says Der Spiegel. Shock. CDC admits it has no record of unvaccinated person spreading COVID post-recovery. Very important article with a link to the CDC's own admissions on Infowars.com. So no person that's ever had it naturally and gotten better has spread COVID. But people that take the vaccine can because it's not a vaccine. In fact, so think of how they've Svengali'd this and gaslit this. And here's the big one. Look this up for yourself. Vaccinated Vermont. 75% of September COVID deaths were the jab. Kellen McBreen, a link to the Vermont Daily Chronicle, their biggest newspaper. You're like, oh, that's InfoWars. I'll listen to them. Oh, go read it. Vermont Health Department spokesman Tom Truman told the Vermont Daily Chronicle last week that of all the COVID-19 deaths in the state for the month of September, 8 of the 33 deaths were not vaccinated. And what are we doing for something that killed 33 people, locking everything down, even if it was COVID in every case? Here's another one. Vermont has the highest vaccination rate in the country. So why are cases surging? ABC News. They're not just surging. They're number one in America for COVID deaths, everything. And when you're 90% vaccinated and 75% of the people dying are the vaccinated, what's that tell you? What the British Lancet had to admit a month ago. You're more likely to die of COVID if you've had the shot. I mean, folks. And you're like, well, how are they going to get away with this? They're not. Well, they're going to release a new bioweapon, which Gates says is coming any minute. So you'll forget about the last one. How do you cover up one story? When you're in bed with the Russians and you're in bed with the Chi-Coms, you create Russiagate and blame your opposition. When you're already in trouble launching one bio attack and one rollout, you just launch a bigger one next and change the subject. I mean, they're bringing in worldwide depression, worldwide collapse. You understand? This is their move. Get ready. why COVID cases are surging in states with high vaccination rates and what it means for the winter ahead. Oh, it's the states with the high rates. Gee, says Yahoo News, we don't know why. All over the world. We've got so much more I'm going to hit on the subject, but I'm going to play these clips now before I get to the big COVID news I haven't hit yet, where the military in places like Oklahoma, the head of the National Guard there, saying we're not going to take the shot. And now federal appeals court reaffirmed the full court and said, no, this is tyranny. This is a power grab by Biden. You're not doing it. That all happened over the weekend. But what's the big takeaway? Last week I played a clip of Gates from last week where he said, oh, this shot doesn't stop transmission. We need a new vaccine that stops it. Oh, the first 5-6 shots and boosters didn't work. So now you need another one. And then now Fauci has come out and said it doesn't work. So just like that, suddenly, oh, it does work. It makes you get sick and you die of COVID symptoms because the shot, now that medical doctors on the talk about this, top scientists like McCullough and others in studio, the shot makes you get the same spike protein just 6, 7, 8, 9 times worse in the studies. So yeah, COVID's dangerous. The shot's way more dangerous. That's a fact. So here's first Gates. And then here is the new clip of Fauci admitting it's all a fraud, a giant hoax. Wow, here it is.
And so I'm hoping in 5 years I can write a book called, you know, We Are Ready for the Next Pandemic. But it'll take tens of billions in R&D that the U.S. and the U.K. will be part of that. It'll take probably about $1 billion a year for a pandemic task force at the WHO level, which is doing the surveillance and actually doing what I call germ games, where you practice. You say, okay, what if a bioterrorist brought smallpox to 10 airports? You know, how would the world respond to that? You know, that there's naturally caused epidemics and bioterrorism caused epidemics that could even be way worse than what we experience today, and yet the advances in medical science should give us tools that, you know, we could do dramatically better. So you'd think this would be a priority. It the next year will be where those allocations have to get made, including this global pandemic task force.
Point number three, we are seeing something.
Yeah, we had a little problem, folks. I apologize. That's not the clip I wanted. So we're going to find the right clip. And we're going to play it next hour. You can better well damn believe it. So the clip is where Gates says that we don't have vaccines that really work. They didn't really work. We're going to have to get them that work. And then I do have the Fauci clip as well. We've had some technical problems today, but we're going to work on that. And we're going to come back in the second hour and knock it out of the park as best we can. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today. I'm Alex Jones. This is the real takeover. This is the real deal. And again, we'll archive this at man.video and post and fix that for you and get those actual clips in there. Thank you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.